We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
This is Mobius Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com, and welcome. You know, this is another one of my shows. It's less than 2 weeks until the end of the year as I finish this year about interviewing, and it's another one of those tough interview questions that I'm covering. What can you do for us that someone else can't? Hope you find my answer helpful. Hope you give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. If you do that, mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks and knowing that I'm making a difference. And if you're interested in my coaching you, listen to the end of the show. I have information there about how to reach out and find out more and schedule time. And now let's get going. I want to offer up one of those tough interview questions that I just think is delightful and too many people mishandle. So the question is, what can you do for us someone else can't? Now, I don't think there's one single answer to this question. I think at the end of the day, what we're looking for, what a firm is looking for, is are you giving an answer appropriate for your level of experience? So let me start by saying there's a red herring to the question. Someone else can't. Like there's a universe of people who are walking into their offices. All 3 billion people on the planet have the same qualifications as you and they're walking in. But I digress. I apologize. So first of all, you know, there's a temptation to false modesty that are ingrained in people. It's unfortunate, but here, having that false modesty is a mistake because you have a responsibility not to brag. Brag has an egotistical quality to it. But you have an opportunity to say clearly what makes you different than the other possible individuals that you can work with or they could choose from, I should say. So if you're a veteran person, you've got a track record of accomplishments available that they can assess. So you can start by saying, I'm sure you've assessed people internally and for one reason or another, you've perhaps chosen that they are right or I'm competing with them. So at the end of the day, you'll make the right choice. If it's an internal person, if it's an external person, if you're not evaluating internal people, you obviously have your reasons for doing that. So here's what I can bring to your organization. And then you talk about a track record of success and of getting things done. And you start to talk about your accomplishments. You talk about situations that you've stepped into, what you figured out from that, how you stepped into situations where people failed and you succeeded, how you were able to mobilize resources in your organizations, identify problems that caused failure, set priorities, and use your experience to solve them and want to be able to bring it to their organization. You don't presume that they have problems, but they obviously have a need, and you've done some things that allow you to stand out in your current organization and in previous organizations, and you want to bring that to them. That's for the veteran person. Now let's go into more junior individual, the person who's at the elite school. You're the elite school, or you're a couple of years out of the elite school. Now you start talking about throughout your life, your parents have trained you, and your schools have reinforced the notion that you want to be effective and successful in firms. Now you start talking about internships, where you weren't just one of the people in the internship. You were like the corporal to the privates. You were the person who was the go-to individual for the interns in your class. Or you did certain things that distinguished yourself from others. Start promoting yourself in that way. Your high grades, the great school that you went to, professors who loved you and may have been involved, and they've asked you to work on projects with them. There's lots of different ways that you can toot your own horn. Do it. Do it. Don't hold back. Don't make it seem like you're being a jerk, but talk about situations where you worked on things and you stood out and the organization appreciated your value. Now, you didn't go to an elite school. You're just an average Joe, average Jane, and you screwed around during college. Let's look at that approach. And this could extend into like early couple of years of your career. You graduated with a 2-something or other, or less. So now you have to talk about why should they choose you. And you can start saying, look, I made mistakes. You know, I got to college. I thought it was a place to have a good time. First time away from home. It didn't take me long to figure out I had to put in the work. So basically, I learned my lessons early. And, or I want to give you an alternative. You made the mistakes late in your college career. Had good grades up until your senior year, for example. Then you started to have fun. Your grades suffered. So you graduated with a mediocre GPA. I worked hard the early years, and my GPA will stand up for it. And I made a mistake and started to have a good time my senior year. My grades suffered. Now, this is how you tie the bow in both situations. I've learned my lessons, and I think I can demonstrate to you that I'm someone who has learned them, and other people have paid for them. You don't have to pay for these lessons that I learned. Someone else already did. So what I'm trying to do is join your organization, play at a high level, be an individual who you can rely upon and trust, and put in sensational effort. You won't make a mistake hiring me. So depending upon your seniority, these are different ways to answer the question. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to say that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, look at the tabs on the top and you'll see a menu of choices for you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation, answering your question, advising you about a decision you have to make about job offers. That's all there is an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end. It's in half-hour increments, so it doesn't take a lot of time in each session, and that's another way you can do it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing with folks who like the show and are interested in my help. Lastly, I also want to mention I've got a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it seems like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that'll help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, hope you have a great day. Take care.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before. We're hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask,
No Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.